principal aim of Heritage Week is to foster awareness of our built cultural and natural heritage, and doing so encourage its conservation and preservation. Last year, for example, in County Donegal, there were 115 Heritage Week events taking place right across the county, and most of them were free. And in fact, County Donegal was the county with the most Heritage Week events per head of population in the country. This year's theme is It's In Your Nature, and it's really highlighting the links between people and their natural heritage.
The initial expectation when the idea of Heritage Week started becoming a reality was that organisations like the council, like the OPW, would put on events and people would go to them. But more and more, it's other bodies and organisations putting on events, and that's why this particular call on people to register is quite important.
Oh, absolutely. Donegal County Council, through our Cultural Services Division, and then through organisations like you said, like Glenveagh National Park and Donegal Castle and so on, they organise a core number of events sort of around the county. But really the tremendous success of Heritage Week lies with the many people and the heritage organisations, museums and heritage centres and community groups that organise events, often on a voluntary basis, to focus attention on their local heritage.
May 31st is the closing date for receipt of notification of events to be included in this year's printed programme. Can people liaise with yourselves, make contact with you in the council offices to ensure they meet that deadline?
Oh, absolutely. If people are looking for any advice, please do contact the County Donegal Heritage Office, or you can register your event online at heritageweek.ie, and we'll be glad to provide any advice or assistance.